Welcome to the Triple Helix Podcast.
Thanks for joining us on the Triple Helix Podcast. Heather Flexer is back as our guest on this episode. Heather's a doctor of physical therapy and a board-certified wound specialist, CWS. She works in the field of wound care, post-surgery care and wellness, and is a longtime proponent of mind, body, or holistic health. Heather brings a variety of helpful ideas to boost our immunity, heal faster, and use our mental attitudes to feel better each day. In this episode, we have a bit of fun talking about Halloween and horror movies and how to deal with exaggerated film injuries by fictional characters or real injuries in the real world with new CelluHeal. What's CelluHeal? It's a breakthrough in first aid. They're collagen-based wound care products that are like urgent care in a box. Available now without a prescription, CelluHeal is a product trusted by thousands of doctors. You know it happens to all of us. A cut, a burn, a scrape, a wound. We wipe out on our bikes, we cut ourselves cooking, hurt ourselves at work, running a piece of equipment or tool or any number of ways. Now, the standard way to deal with a wound and a skin injury is to cover it and wait for the healing process to run its course. With CelluHeal, you have a product which interacts directly with the wound and helps the body to do its job. The CelluHeal family of products changes the game. It brings hospital-grade care to your everyday injuries. It comes in two versions, CelluSheet, which is in a soft sheet form, and CelluFill, which is a powder. It's FDA-cleared collagen technology that absorbs into the wound, start a natural biological reaction to help repair your skin. CelluHeal is available online now at www.celluheal.com and on amazon.com. So it's one of my favorite times of year, Heather Flexer joining us again on the Triple Helix Podcast. I love Halloween. As a kid, I always thought it was better than Christmas or anything else. Were you a lover of the holiday as a kid?
Actually, not at all.
Why? What was your feeling about it?
I was never allowed to go trick-or-treating. I stayed in and handed out candy, but it's not my jam.
Did you have a yearning to do it and you just weren't allowed
no.
to?
Well, but maybe when I was little, but not... No, I'm good. I'm not a dresser-upper or... Yep, not my speed.
Oh, okay. Just as a kid, I was a big fan of horror movies and horror makeup and science fiction. It just seemed like... What could possibly be better? But despite that, people around this season watch a lot of horror movies. Particularly now, they're just... If you look at online streaming services, the classic ones are there. New ones are there. Parodies are there. And I just wanted to kind of playfully talk to you about some of the horror movie tropes. And I think part of what appeals to people in a horror movie is... I don't know if it's that sense that... Someone else is being pursued by what we fear in the dark or is lurking around the corner? Or, you know, is it cathartic to see that? Is there some primeval urge to watch people be chased and preyed upon and try to escape? What's your take on that?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely partake in the movies. I watch all the scary things. I love the classic ones, the suspenseful. I have no idea why we're drawn to it, but we obviously are, right? It's a whole genre. People can't get enough.
I agree. And some of it is, it's kitschy, fun. It's a little, there's a certain humor in it, and there's a thrill of being scared. But I always think on Halloween, especially when people go all out with their costumes, adults and kids, we're kind of embracing the weird. We're celebrating the things that frighten us. The unexplained things, and we're embracing them. So that side of our subconscious, where all the weird ideas bubble up, and maybe the early fears live, we're going to express them fully. I see people in our neighborhood. I don't know how your neighborhood looks, but the decorations just get more and more extreme. 20-foot zombies
with
eyes that look
huge. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think it's sort of like Day of the Dead in Mexico. It's like we acknowledge. Death and injury and loss is real, and we're at risk, and the hell with it. Let's celebrate it. It's part of this whole spectrum of the human experience, maybe. And maybe it empowers us to laugh at the things we're scared of, too. Celebrate them. Anyway, I think I lost you on my philosophical rabbit hole. Why don't we get into Leatherface's chainsaw?
Oh, boy.
1974, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Classic. To be honest, I never liked it, but I know that people attacking other people with a whirring chainsaw became a kind of a cultural marker of sorts.
Definitely not my favorite. I like the suspenseful more than the, like, straight-up gory, but...
Right, just...
It's got
just
a place.
Just gratuitous gore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was about a little bit... I mean, I wasn't real fond of this movie, but it seems a little bit about that out-of-control someone in a remote area in America who just goes crazy.
And now a take on some of the philosophy and psychology of horror films by Wes Craven, writer and director of the Nightmare on Elm Street classics, the Scream classics, and many more.
It's unjustified, except that those things exist, and art is about things that exist.
The man himself was based on a man who frightened me as a child. Woke me from my sleep one night shambling down the sidewalk in Cleveland. And I got out of bed to see what it was, and I looked, and there's this guy dressed very much like I made Freddy dress like. So that became Freddy.
My films really aren't about gore. They're about the terrors that people have inside of them and ways of dealing with those. I'm always afraid of the truth being hidden. And I think in quite most cases, horror films have to do with bringing out a truth that's been hidden in our culture. That is, there's a very violent side to us as well as a side that's very civilized.
I think a good horror director is talking about, the primal fears, and if you want to be honest about talking about those things, you have to get down to the nitty-gritty about fear and things people do to each other.
But let's say, you're touring the country and you're in Texas and someone decides they want to relive that. Their cosplaying gets out of control and you're nicked by the chainsaw. What's our go-to?
Well, hopefully you have CelluHeal and CelluFill in particular in your pocket, but I'm assuming you're in the dirt. I'm assuming that chainsaw is not sparkling clean and maybe has been used on his other victim. So if possible, I'd try to clean myself up first and then get that CelluFill in there as soon as possible, get some pressure on there. And save what you can and start running.
Save what you can. That's a line straight out of a suspenseful horror movie.
Well, I've got a 15-year-old, so I've definitely watched some movies this Halloween season.
Let's go to the movie, the series of Saw movies. I know there's a new one out now.
I did not see any of those, but I know they're gory.
I've only seen a few minutes. It was too disturbing for me. But apparently it's much beloved, and I heard that it was made on a really, really small budget. Movies these days are tens of millions of dollars. There was something there that grabbed people. The notion of two people trapped in a room, don't know each other, and they're chained together, and horrible, frightening things happen to them. Maybe it reminds people of high school. I don't know. But
hopefully
you seem like just on the emotional level. Am I revealing too much?
It's like, I hope you weren't tortured in that way in high school.
Oh, no, just in the normal ways.
Good. It toughens us up.
I think people still think about high school, however old they get. But in any case, so the grisly, repulsive things happen in Saw, but you find yourself trapped in this dangerous situation, yet somehow you've got CelluHeal products on you, and someone is... put a reverse bear trap on your head, and we're able to remove it, and we need to deal with the bear trap wounds.
Well, I think one of the best things about like these CelluHeal products is they're fairly simple to apply. It's literally just clean it, apply it, and cover it, and off you go. So I think that's one of the great things about having these products out and available to the general public is they're getting quality wound care in a very easy to apply manner, and it's readily accessible at this point.
Yes, it is. So whether it's Freddy Krueger's glove or Jason's machete, I mean, we're kind of dealing with different psychopaths, but similar injuries, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hopefully on a much smaller scale happening in your regular life with our kitchen injuries or our out and about are gardening, if you've got little kids, dealing with the scrapes and the falls and them cutting themselves and just being able to get it closed up as quick as possible and moving on when we know how hard it is. Yeah, just keeping these things handy. And I mean, I've got a 15-year-old and he's going out and doing his stuff on his own. I'm not always with him, but sometimes he shows up and he is, you know, hurt himself, and just having these things in the house or in the car or wherever you're going, your backpack, can really prevent needing to go to urgent care. Like if you're getting the bleeding stopping and you're addressing it quick enough, you know, you're able to manage these things at home.
So he's really an interesting case study. You use it at home, you have it available. It's a new product to the public, so part of our job is explaining to people what it is, how it works, what it's capable of, and what it replaces for ordinary wound care. So your son, has he accepted these products as just like the normal thing to use when there are injuries?
Oh yeah, he knows I'm like the wound lady, so whether he likes it or not, he knows I actually know what I'm talking about in this part, so he does just come right up and let me do whatever needs to be done. But yeah, he is also a scooter kid, like a skateboard kid, but he uses a advanced professional like razor scooter type thing. Well, you can imagine there's lots of issues with landing on concrete. So he's had, you know, skinned knees and shoulders and elbows and things like that. So we've absolutely used the CelluHeal products to put him back together again fairly quickly. So we just use a wound cleanser, get all the debris out of there, and then apply either the CelluFill or the CelluSheet, whatever I happen to have handy. And then cover it with a bandage, and that's it. Off you go.
So when you cover it with a bandage, are you taping it on with like surgical tape or?
I prefer bandages that have the adhesive all attached, so it's just a bigger bandage. There's ones on the market now that are waterproof and flexible, and so that also helps with needing to change it less often. And there are really good ones that are out there that are readily like at all the stores. So something that's waterproof and flexible, that's gonna stay on, it's got sticky stuff on all four sides, it'll stay on a lot better than paper tape.
So do you think your son would end up carrying a tube of it around in his backpack eventually, or?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so
he's got all sorts of things in that scooter backpack.
Nice, so we've broken through to that market already. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I know skateboarding is a high-risk, high-injury sport. And I never did that. I think it was just taking off when, you know, it's had its waves of popularity. But for me, it was more like when we were kids growing up, the inevitable, you know, elbows and knees, shins. And, you know, you get that road rash on your elbow and it hurts like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You go screaming into the house and your mother quiets you down. And in our day, I think she used some sort of harsh something on there and washed it, some sort of harsh antiseptic, and covered it up. And now off we go. But it would have been nice to have had CelluHeal in those days.
Yeah. I mean, back then they used like either out rubbing alcohol or peroxide. It's still something that's used, but it's really not something that should be used every dressing change. You know, you're better off with standard wound cleanser, not the antiseptic wound cleanser, unless you have signs of an infection.
Oh, interesting. That's a good tip to know. So when everyone is out trick-or-treating or doing pranks or being pranked upon, come to my house, I'll be giving out CelluHeal. So
there you go.
Whatever happens, you know, whether, you know, it's Freddy or Michael Myers or... do you have a favorite suspense horror character?
Not really.
Yeah, favorite is kind of a strange word to connect.
Yeah,
with
I was like, yeah.
Least liked. I mean, I think the menace that they represent is more impersonal. They're really, I guess maybe Freddy was sort of funny. But
yeah, it's always funny how they are moving the slowest, but always catch up to the frantic running person trying to get away.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is, that's movie magic, I guess. But in any case, have fun on your Halloween. I hope your son has a good time. And that, what are you giving out at the door?
Oh, mixed chocolate bag of goodness.
Wow, you're a nice neighbor.
Cellulheal, right?
Yeah, I told you, chocolate-covered cellulheal.
Perfect, I love it.
But all joking aside, I think we usually do like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Twix, stuff like that. Anyway, great talking to you again, Heather. Thanks for joining us on our Halloween episode of the Triple Helix Podcast. You always have a lot of wisdom. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
And also, I think you'd be a great heroine in one of these slasher suspense movies. You don't seem to lose your cool easily at all.
I got it. We can handle it. We just need to keep our heads together and get the heck out of there, right?
Absolutely. Well, we'll close on that. Thanks, Heather. Catch you next time.
Okay.
Thanks for doing this, Heather. Appreciate it.
No problem.